This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Joining us right now, speaking of things that we love, it's been a while since we had him on, and it's awesome to welcome back to the show the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, who is the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns of the most important storylines around the National Football League. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It was great to see you out on Radio Row in Las Vegas. It's your buds Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. How's it going?
Hey, things are going well. I'm like everybody else in this industry. I'm 22 days away from the draft here, Nick, so I'm just bearing down here and getting some of the preliminary work done on some of these college kids, man. I'm hard at it, but I'm enjoying all of it.
And Baldy, obviously, while you're prepping, and I, you know, this was true for Nick and I working on the stuff for the show this morning, the news comes across, Stephon Diggs gets traded, and yeah, I think a lot of people were surprised by this trade just because it's a big name changing teams. You don't see that in the NFL all the time. How surprised were you that Stephon Diggs got traded and that he went to the Texans?
I was surprised. He's the best receiver in Buffalo, has been, since they really took control of the AFC East. He's been a real important part of winning a lot of games, been a big part of Josh Allen's success. But this is a very deep draft in wide receivers. Stephon is 30. They haven't gotten, you know, haven't gotten to the big dance with them. And so the offense changed last year when Joe Brady got elevated, and once Joe Brady got in there, they became a run-first team, and James Cook really became the focus of the offense. So I think that was part of it. And then, but the other part is just Houston. You know, Houston tried to get Saquon Barkley. Philadelphia beat him out in free agency. They're looking to load up to compete this year. And so more power to them. They got themselves an elite wide receiver to go with Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, Joe Mixon. It should be a pretty good offense. And I would say that they'd be the favorites right now to retain that pole position of winning the AFC South.
Houston plus 110. They are the favorite to win the AFC South at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Baldy, let's focus on the Bills part of this for a second. And I know, and look, like there's no question the Bills offense gets worse, right? With Stephon Diggs now in Houston, but the same thing was true of Kansas City when Tyreek Hill gets traded to the Miami Dolphins. Now, Josh Allen's not as good as Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that's an insult to say that. Josh Allen's absolutely awesome. The question is Allen good enough? Maybe it's Adonai Mitchell from Texas is who they take at the end of the first round, right? Maybe they take a couple other receivers over the course of the draft. But if it's going to be like rookie receiver, Khalil Shakir, Curtis Samuel, Dalton Kincaid, Mac Collins, like we all know Josh Allen is amazing. Baldy, is Josh Allen good enough to elevate that supporting cast to get the Bills to 11-12 wins, to win a hyper-competitive AFC East, and be ultimately competitive come January with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Houston Texans, and the other elites in the AFC?
Well, he's pretty special. He ran for 15 touchdowns last year. Him and James Cook were a great 1-2 punch. Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, they're about as good a 1-2 punch at tight end as there is in this league right now. It might be done differently. It might look a little different than what we think Buffalo's offense should look like. Gabe Davis was basically MIA second half of the season. Diggs did what he could do. But, when the offense changed, his role changed. I think they're still, like, really what's failed them. I know everybody, and you guys highlighted it, the drop in the playoff game against Kansas City could have changed the game, might have. Receivers drop passes, that's not new. Great receivers drop passes. Defensively, they they have to get a lot better. They were injured last year. They have not been good defensively in the playoffs. That's why they went out and got Von Miller. They drafted all these guys at the top of the draft as pass rushers, Gregory Rousseau, et cetera. But I feel like they've got to get better defensively to win the division this year. And then who knows? Maybe they get a rookie wide receiver like we have seen come into this league and light it on fire, you know, the way we saw in Los Angeles last year. You know, so it's not out of the question that a rookie could come in and get a whole lot of targets. Somebody's got to pick up the 240 targets that, you know, but both Diggs and Gabe Davis had a year ago.
Well, yeah, I'm curious, just talk about the AFC East for a second. You know, prior to this Diggs trade, some of the segments we've done on the show for the last week, like NFL segments, yeah, quarterback news for sure, but also talking about the Jets a little bit, yeah, trade for Hassan Reddick, rebuild their offensive line, get Tyron Smith. You know, the prices in the betting market, at least, are pretty flat, like pretty similar price for the Bills to win the AFC East, for the Dolphins, who have kind of lost a couple players on defense, but still have a great offense, them to win the AFC East, that's about the same price as Buffalo. Jets only a little bit behind that, so kind of viewed as like these three, take your pick. Did the Jets do enough in the offseason to make you think maybe with the loss of Diggs to Houston, this is a three-team race any of them could win, and maybe the Jets could leapfrog the Bills this year?
Well, I think they can. But, I mean, they've been trying to rebuild their offensive line for 4 years in a row and have not been able to do it, in large part because they keep plugging in injured players or players that just keep getting injured, like Ali Vera Tucker or like Mekhi Becton. And now they're going to do it with Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses. Like you can't fault them for trying, but they're going to start two 33-year-old tackles that missed games last year. And Morgan Moses didn't play great when he did play last year. So they're asking a lot from those, and they don't have any depth behind them. So, and they're not going to draft an offensive tackle with the 10th pick, although they should. So in a deep offensive tackle draft, but they made a mistake in Mekhi, and they're still trying to clean up that mess. I want to say they've done a lot, and we all know they have. Like, let's just see who stays on the field this year, because if they collapse up front, then Aaron Rodgers is going to be very good. And the offense, when they go bad, the defense eventually falls off. And it's a bad trickle-down effect. So I'm cautious. I'm cautiously optimistic. You can't fault Joe Douglas with everything that he's done. We got to just hold our breath and see how many games some of these guys play.
And we have seen that happen the last 2 years. Jets offense goes bad. Jets defense eventually goes bad as well once the dam breaks. You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday. Great to have our friend Brian Baltinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, back on the show. He is on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Baldy, last question on the Stephon Diggs trade, because I look at Houston's offense and, you know, it's not an insult to Diggs if you say maybe he's going to be the third best receiver on the team next year with how he played last year. Tank Dell's back to 100% health. Nico Collins was amazing at the end of the year and had a great season last year catching passes from C.J. Stroud. So I'm sure Stephon Diggs makes the Houston Texans better. How much better, Baldy, does Stephon Diggs make the 2024 Houston Texans and why?
If you look at their last game against Baltimore, they weren't very good offensively. That's where their season ended. But they were the number one defense in football, and they were a difficult defense for every quarterback last year. So, I mean, I just think you're gearing up here in case you go against Kansas City, who can play every style of defense you want, or Baltimore, that might be very good defensively again this year. And, you know, the more that you have out there, the more firepower you have, the better your quarterback can play. And so they missed Tank Dell down the stretch. I don't think Stephon Diggs will be the third best receiver there. I think he'll still be the best receiver. He's still a very talented player. And Nico Collins, well, you're exactly right. Nico Collins played awesome last year. You're spot on. I think there's a place for Diggs, who's excellent on third downs. He's excellent in the red zone. If you put your number one corner on him, he can beat your number one corner still. So I feel like they've got more firepower than what they had. And in case of any injury at any position at the receiving corps, they have a lot more depth than what they had a year ago.
Baldy, you mentioned it. We can just talk about the draft, I think, for a minute here, because you even mentioned you're just starting your preliminary research for it. We've started doing segments on the show, like Nick doing his mock draft, like the first one, just all of us kind of trying to figure out how this is going to go, what we think teams are going to do. And you mentioned it already, and this could be the answer, just the depth at tackle in the draft, maybe something that stood out. Give me anything that you've noticed, even in preliminary work so far. This could be about one of the quarterbacks. This could be about the offensive linemen, what you think a team might do. Anything that's come up so far in your draft research as you start to get ready for this?
Well, I think it's like I'm in love and have been with Michael Penix Jr. and just what kind of a player he is. You can knock him down because of his injury history. That's real. You can knock him down because of his age. He'll be 24 soon. You can knock him down for, you know, whatever reason you want, but he just started 27 straight games and took a 4-8 moribund program and put him within 30 minutes of winning a national championship and going undefeated. He got Roma Dunze to stay. He got McMillan and Polk, all these guys to stay. And they went to work, and they became the best team in the Pac-12, one of the best teams in the country. His offense coordinator is now in Seattle. Seattle, you know, they can sign Sam Howell, and they can have Geno Smith there. I mean, there seems like there might be a natural connection there. Just because Atlanta signed Kirk Cousins, I mean, I know Arthur Blank pretty well. Like, he knows that's not the long-term answer, Atlanta. They might get him to the playoffs this year, but it's not the long-term answer. I can see Penix landing in a lot of spots. But to be honest with you right now, this group of tackles is really good. I mean, I don't care if it's Graham Barton right now, who could play a number of different positions, or it's Fashanu, or if it's Latham, you know, whether it's Joe Alt. I mean, this is a deep draft. We could see 8 tackles taken in this draft. We could see teams trade up to get tackles. Like, tackles are going to be everybody wants to talk about quarterbacks and receivers, and that's good. And they will drive a lot of the interest in pre-draft trades, which I think are going to be considerable. But this is a very good class of offensive tackles.
Baldy, will Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix, because I think we feel like there will be 4 quarterbacks definitely selected in the first round, the top 3 in J.J. McCarthy. Will Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix, or both, or just one of them, be drafted in the first round in 3 weeks?
Well, I think Penix will be drafted in the first round. I'm not sure about Bo Nix yet. I won't surprise me to see Michael Penix drafted in front of J.J. McCarthy. When teams sit down and talk to him, and they really study his tape, I think they're going to start going, wait a second, maybe we're not giving this guy enough attention right now. And then after his pro day last week, I mean, he ran in the 4.4s. I mean, we've seen Anthony Richardson do that. We haven't seen anybody else do that. So, I mean, he's an elite athlete, and he's really smart, and he's already elevated one program, and I think he's going to elevate another program in the NFL.
Baldy, we've only had a few NFL draft people on the show so far. Obviously, we'll have more and more as we get up to the draft, but I was a little surprised that, like, Penix was the quarterback that you went to, only because, like, every person we have on, everything you read, everything about the NFL draft is hyper-focused on J.J. McCarthy, just as being, like, a surprising, is he going to go second? Is he going to go third? I think we all think Caleb Williams is going to go first now, but, like, is he going to go second, third, or fourth? Is Minnesota going to trade up to take him? It's all been very positive about him, and you brought up Penix was the first. I think that's kind of interesting. Like, I'm sure you've heard some of the same stuff we've heard about McCarthy. Have you formed an opinion on him yet? Here in about a minute, the guy who's probably gotten the most positive pub through this draft cycle.
Yeah, no, it's great, Ken, because what's happened to JJ is there's just very little to go on. Like, most of these guys, I mean, I remember Cam Newton, I mean, pick a guy, outside of Joe Burrow, I mean, almost every guy gets picked apart, and they're looking for reasons to knock guys down. You could go to, you know, Penix's age, his injury history, okay, fine, you can knock him down because of all that stuff, but when JJ, he doesn't have an injury history. But, you know, he beat Penn State this year and didn't throw a pass in the second half of the game. Like, what exactly did he do to elevate a program where they'll have more players drafted in this draft than any other team in college football? You know, this is an elite program where the quarterback was central, no doubt, not taking anything away from him. He rotated, you know, as a freshman, you know, took it over and started his last 2 years and, you know, basically lost one game. There's just not too much to really knock him down. He's a 5-star athlete coming out of IMG, elite program. But there's just very little that you can kind of pull apart from him outside of the fact that they didn't ask him to do that much. And so it's the ultimate projection. And look, a lot of people a lot smarter than me in this game can maybe project him into a role where he is an elite NFL prospect and elevates the program around him. I don't see that body of work in college, but it's not to say that he can't do it in the NFL. I think teams are just, and the people you have on are just projecting him because he did work out at the combine. He was the buzz that Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis. His coach had come out and said, whether it's hyperbole or not, he's the best prospect at quarterback in his draft, et cetera.
Harbaugh did say that about J.J. McCarthy. Baldy, unfortunately, we ran out of time here. We look forward to having you on again throughout the draft process on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Check out The Best Football Show, an Odyssey original podcast. Coming up next, we will continue to give you our thoughts on Stephon Diggs traded to the Houston Texans.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.